Robbo, it's finally here, the launch day, the book's out, and are you pleased with it?
Yeah, it's been brilliant. I mean, all credit goes to Keith, who's written it. He's been by my side the whole time and wanted to be part of my life for the last 3 months, which has been annoying. Because I've got a bigger family as it is, I don't need another one. But yeah, no, it's been great. It's been great fun.
How did you find? Did you find it fun writing it, or quite therapeutic at times? Remembering
it was.
Things?
It was therapeutic and fun. Obviously, to go back on your career and see them memories, that looking at your cutouts and your keepsakes that you had, I didn't realise. And to go back and see how long you've been playing, it's just an incredible feeling.
And of course, let's get it clear: this is not a farewell. You're still playing.
Still playing. Still trying to play. Still trying to play. So, but yeah, no, I'm still me. Still love it. Still enjoy it, even when good things go bad.
What happened in the book? What are the things that stick out for you in the book? If I'm saying to somebody now, go and buy Robbo's book, why would they come and buy it?
I'd buy it because it's all about my career and the way I've programmed myself for 20 years to drive myself. Mm-hmm. Every club I've been at, every manager I've worked for, football, about the game itself and what's wrong with it and what can be different and how we can improve things. I mean, it's just things that obviously are stuck in my mind. And things that you want to get off your chest every now and then.
Yeah. I suppose, really, the thing that stands out for me, having covered you for a lot of years, is good, bad or indifferent performance, it's always 100%.
Yeah, that's what I intend to give. It's the way I've been built as a person and the way I always program, and I'll be no different until I hang the boots up.
How long away is that, Robbo, realistically?
Realistically, I'm going to take it year by year. Yeah. I mean, I feel great, still feel great. Even after Monday, I still feel great in myself. I still feel as positive as I ever be. And I'll keep going until my body tells me enough's enough.
Is it difficult, though, to come into a game when you haven't been playing for a while? You know, is that more difficult the older you get?
Yeah, I think it's difficult, especially the quality you're playing against.
Yeah.
What is it? I haven't played for about 8 weeks, I think, wasn't it, in total? But that's not the gaffer's fault. That's my fault. That's me as a person. Whatever team the gaffer picks, we go out to perform. And we did for 40 minutes. We went out there and we played them off the park, and we could have been at least 3-4-0 up. And then when you let them chances go, you know what happens when you play against them teams. They can open you up in a split second, and they did.
Clayton, that third goal would have been the defining. Could have changed the whole game.
Yeah, of course it does. And Clayton himself's obviously disappointed because the ball wouldn't just come down for him. And I don't think he realised the defender hadn't given up. But that's these things happen. And whether we can say it changed the game or not, but it doesn't matter. Clayton's been different class for us this year, and he's scored very important goals, and he's been a big part of this team, and he's done a fantastic job, and he's definitely one of my player of the seasons anyway, my vote.
You haven't very often had criticism at your time at Blues, to be perfectly honest, but I think the weekend you got a little bit of criticism.
Did I?
Yeah, just from one or two fans. Yeah. How do you deal with that?
I'm not bothered by them.
You just get on with it?
Get on with it. Yeah. Whatever they want to say is up to them. Doesn't bother me. I'm a positive person who has a positive outlook on life. Negative people have negative lives. Mm. I have great people around me. My family's brilliant.
All positive.
All positive. I have great people around me. Mm. I have a great manager around me. So that's all that's key to me. And the things in my life is what I take on the chin. I take on the chin and I move on.
Do you mentally, though, do you think next game, I'll get on with it? Or is it totally something you can put out your mind? Because a lot of people couldn't put out some, you know, being sent off out their mind, but you have to, I suppose.
I put it out of my mind straight away. For me, it wasn't a red card anyway.
Yeah.
It just summed my day up. For 30 minutes, it summed my 30 minutes up of the referee, for some reason or another, thought it was a red card. So you can't argue that. But for me, it wasn't a red card, but I get on with it. And me, it's gone. I'll move on to the next game. So whenever the gaffer wants me to be involved again, I'll get on with it.
You're talking very straight. I presume that's the way the book's going to be.
The book's very straight. Yeah. Obviously, it's not my autobiography because I'm not time for that. I'm still playing. I'm still in the game. But there will be a time when my autobiography will come out and it will be a little bit more ruthless.
Yeah. I'm sure it will be. Knowing you, I'm sure it'll be straight. But have you covered things in there that, you know, because the career's been mostly highs, but one or two lows.
Yeah.
Do you cover everything in the book?
Yeah, it covers pretty much from the clubs that I've been at. What I've done in the game, but don't want to give too much away because it's a good read.
Yeah,
I want people to
go
to enjoy
it.
The read. Yeah, so go and get it. And Keith's done a fantastic job. He's got to take full credit for this because he wanted to just write the book on me. It wasn't my idea. Sometimes you have a little bit of a think about it because you are still in the game.
Yes.
You have to have a little think, but he wanted to write about my life and what drives me in football, and I give my views about that.
You can't write a book, or you shouldn't write a book, unless you're going to be honest, should you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you can't write a book until and when you've got it's got to be a right time and the right place for it. And for me, it's not the right time, not the right place. So and the time will be when I'm ready, and that will be the right time.
Great career though, Watford. I mean, great memories at Watford and West Brom and Birmingham. I mean, whatever the few lows you've had, there've been a lot of highs. It's been a great career.
I've had a lot of highs, a lot of positives, and I've been very how can I put it, fortunate. But at the same time, I look at myself and what I've pushed myself through, and a lot of people couldn't do what I do. When you're out of contract and you're running by yourself, and you're driving yourself individually as a like no one else around you, it's very
tough. That is difficult.
Times.
How did you do that? Because that is difficult.
Just mentally blocked it out. Mentally blocked it out and drove myself to do it. Believed that I was good enough to still play football, and a credit again has got to go to Lee Clark, because he gave me the opportunity and he gave me that chance to prove myself month by month. And I took it, and I drove myself, and then he gave me the role of captain on and off the pitch. And I must admit, the off the pitch over the last couple of years has been hard work. It's been very intense and something that I've never dealt with in my career. But
that's
no one will see that.
An important point at Birmingham. That's been an important thing, hasn't it? With the youngsters, that's been a very important part of Birmingham over the last couple of years.
It's not just the youngsters, though, Tom. It's everyone. Yeah. Everyone around the training ground. Put a smile on people's faces. Yeah.
I go to the training ground, so I see what you do with people, and people don't see that outside, do they?
No, but that's what everyone has their opinions. They fully respect what they want to, whatever they want to say, whatever message boards I want to go on. Totally up to them. It's a free world. They can do whatever they want. But for me, I'm not interested in it. Doesn't bother me.
Do you think people should be fair to you, though? I mean, you're very pragmatic about it.
Why should? It's totally their views. Whatever their views are, it's down to them. I'm not bothered by it.
You're not. I can tell by your face.
You're not. I don't. I've got big balls.
Yeah. Well.
And I'm mentally strong.
And you'll keep playing.
I'll keep playing, and I'll keep doing the right things.
Just talk to me a little bit about what you do around the place, because you. I mean, I hate to use the word veteran, but with a lot of the Damari Grays and that, you are. You know, you're a man who's been around a long time.
Yeah.
And inside, forget the manager and his coaching. Another senior pro has a great influence on them kids.
Yeah, but I don't push them. I don't push them to a limit where I'm always in their ear.
Yeah.
If they want my advice, I'm always there for them. And if I feel I want to say something to them, then I'll say it at the right times. I won't put pressure on them, because I don't think it's right on a young kid to be pressurised. I think it's for them. It's their freedom to go out and enjoy their football, to go and love training, to enjoy what they love doing. And if they need that encouragement, then I will help them. But like you say, we've got a great manager who does exactly the same thing. Yeah. And he's given everyone a lift, everyone a belief. And we're pretty much safe in. Whereas if you look at it, we're pretty much relegated again. And I didn't want another one of them seasons where it was going to the last game of the season. But we know we can go to Bolton now in the last game of the season and be relaxed, but not too relaxed. We've got 6 games to go, and I still want the club to finish as high as we can. And I still want the players to keep performing to a high level.
Is he good with you, Gary?
Gaffer's brilliant with me. And whatever we talk about is private.
Yeah.
And I can have that relationship with him. But he's given me a massive lift. He's obviously, I've not read his reports from the weekend, but for me, I don't read that stuff. I just move on. But other than that, I have a great relationship with him. He's very open with me, and I'm very open with him. And I feel that's the best way to have your captain and your manager having that relationship.
Very much a team game, isn't it? And manager and the chairman, and then manager and the skipper are the important relationships.
Well, of course they are, definitely, and it works. It works for me, and the way that I want to go down, I want to be a great manager one day, like the gaffer. I want to go into that role, and I want to enjoy coaching people and enjoy them seeing going on and have good careers. So
you're determined you're going to contribute to the game.
I believe that I'll be a great manager one day, and that's me fully focused on that. Eventually, when it comes to it, I'd like to do coaching at first. Yeah. I'm working at the moment with Bealey under 21s, and he's brilliant for me. He's a top coach, Bealey. I love him to bits. He's been fantastic with my development in coaching and in how to deal with situations, in how to take sessions. It's great, and you can only learn off the best, and for me, I'm learning off the best at the moment.
I love the positiveness. You talked about it earlier, but you're not hoping to be a manager. You will be a manager.
I will be a manager, yeah. I know I will be, because I'm driven to do it. Like, I'm driven to be a footballer for 20-odd years, 21 years. Yeah. I'm driven to, that's my drive. That's the way I look at it.
you give 100% as a manager, presumably that's the yardstick for everybody, nothing less.
Yeah, definitely. But I think what we in the gaffer have realised is that I can't play every game now.
No.
I'm 36. I have to be, if he wants to be selected for certain games, then certain games are what I will deal with. You're always in your head, you think you can play every game, but physically it's not possible. My body gets older, and my body tells me that I can't play Saturday, Tuesday. So for me, it's that in my head, I know that, and I'm honest about that. I can say that. But what other people will you see at 36 saying that, or playing,
or playing
at this level to the 36?
You love it, don't you?
I love football. Yeah, I love it. Absolutely.
And
love
Birmingham
it.
City, you seem to have said.
I love Birmingham. People might think I don't, but I do. And I want this club to go forward. That's it. Simple as that. I come here for a reason, and this is a massive club. I couldn't be at a bigger club than I am now. And I want it to go forward. Like everyone will say, oh, he keeps saying that, he keeps saying that, I'm baller. But that's how it is, and that's what I want to do. I want to help the manager take the club forward. I want the staff to do really well. I want the youngsters to come through and prove a point. I want them to go on to have great careers. I just want everything positive to happen to Birmingham. And I'd like new owners, like everyone.
Amen. Good luck with the book, pal.
Cheers, Tom. And yours.
Thank you.